see you looking out your window. I see you looking out your window. What do you see? All right, welcome back, everybody. You've got the professor. My name is Darren, and my wife, Kim, way up the beach. There's Kim. So we do have the fighter jets that are flying overhead nonstop, definitely making a lot of racket over the water here at the ocean. I got some cool pieces of driftwood that came in. Had a huge storm last night. It started, supposed to be 4 o'clock, and then it was 6 o'clock. It ended up being 4:30, and kind of went through most of the night. So we did make it down to the beach back here at Port St. Joe, Florida. So we're looking to see if there's anything interesting that came in from the storm. There's a huge piece of driftwood right in front of us. Did find one really cool piece of driftwood yesterday. It looked like a cross or a boat anchor, so it wasn't too big, so I carried that back and made a lawn ornament for Mark and Mandy. Boy, this thing's big. Wonder where that came from. Probably over in the island there?
The other side.
Oh, look at that. Made in Japan. Wow. That thing came across a few miles. So, have been pretty impressed with the Kamaka wireless lavalier systems with the fuzzy dead cat wind filters. So far pretty good audio. So we're going to check and see how it does walking into the wind today. Got some little birdies playing in the water here. So we've got about 2 days left down here in Port St. Joe. We did make it for our ghost hunting on the beach. So had some activity with the REM pods. Had quite a bit of activity with the SLS. So Kim had something that had attached itself to her. So it did different angles, and you could definitely see something was there. So of course we made sure that we tried to leave whatever it was there on the beach. So wrapped that up with a little prayer. Made sure it would stay there. Didn't want to take it home with us. Unlike Ed. So I haven't heard from Ed for a while. So maybe he wandered off. So Ed I ended up picking up down at Tupelo, Mississippi. Carried him all the way back to Wisconsin after our cross-country ghost hunting road trip that started in St. Louis, Nashville, Port St. Joe, Apalachicola. What do you got going on, Kim?
Did you mention that Denver got 18 inches dumped on them last night?
Yes. Looked at the weather report. Mark showed me that Denver, Colorado got 18 inches of snow last night. Did talk to our darling daughter Hope this morning back in Laval, Wisconsin. A little bit of snowflakes, so we're doing some FaceTime. So we try to show her what's going on over here at the ocean, the beach, and the fun stuff, and she shows us what's going back at home.
And I showed her the eggshells.
Yep, eggshells on the beach.
Sea turtles are starting to hatch.
Oh, not just eggshells. You found your second complete egg.
Yep, so I just reburied it.
Yep, so Kim packed it back in the ground. So then we got a whole flock of birds in the water, possibly loons. I timed them the other day, and they go into the water for about 45 seconds. I got something a little bigger here walking around. There goes a gull. Had a couple of huge pelicans yesterday flying around. So I'm not sure if people came through here at like 3 o'clock in the morning and scavenged everything on the beach, or if this is all that came in. Lots of sticks. We got sticks, we got twigs, we got logs. branches.
The one that looked like a boat anchor was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We brought that back.
Looked really cool, and it dries out, too.
Yeah. If they don't throw it away.
Yeah, we'll see. So Kim did try to save the monster moon jellyfish yesterday. This thing was the size of a beach ball. Probably the largest that we see. So we just kind of moved some of the dirt. Kim moved the dirt around till it gradually went back into the ocean, and you never know. Oh, here's a nice shell.
Don't step on that black thing. It's just like a turd. It gets stuck under your foot.
Just like a turd.
There's another one right there. It's like a coal or something.
Yeah, it's weird. Looks like a bunch of blackish, reddish stuff comes across it when you move it around a little bit. So we did have a fantastic burger over at, is that Shipwreck Harry's or something?
I'll have to take a look at my pictures.
Yeah, something like that. I think there was a Harry in it. So Shipwreck Harry or something.
Something like that.
So it was their monster burger with three slabs of bacon, a couple slices of cheese.
Three deep fried pickles.
Oh,
slices.
That's right. And the onion rings.
And one onion ring.
One onion ring?
Yes.
Yeah, I took the onion rings.
Really yummy fries.
Fries are really good.
It was like $17 or $22 for a burger.
Yeah. So definitely not Culver's prices, but hey, got to splurge a little bit.
Boy, was that good. I ate the whole thing.
You know, I think the key to the burger was probably the super buttered fat Texas toast that they did. I mean, that crap will kill you, but boy, it was good.
Cooked to perfection.
So I don't think I gained any physical weight, but I feel like I gained about 10 pounds of water weight. So definitely too much salt and sodium.
Plus we had kielbasa and sauerkraut. There's a lot of salt there.
Yeah, kielbasa, sauerkraut. So in 2 days, we'll be back home and eating normal, where I cook with no salt. I use Mrs. Dash and other seasonings. Would like to live longer than 60. So did read an interesting article on a guy talked about secret to longevity. The man was 102 years old. So here we got something written in the beach. Bass?
Josh.
G-A-S.
Best.
Josh. Josh and Bess.
Something.
Oh, dollar signs. Maybe they're getting divorced. That's where the dollar signs come from. Morning. Nice lens. Gotta love a man with a camera with a lens the size of a howitzer. And it was camouflage, too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get one of those. So, any of the guy's secret to longevity was working. Said rather than retiring early and not to know what to do with himself, he just kept working and then eventually did retire and then attributed the rest of the years to the Mediterranean diet and exercise. So he said at 102 years old, what he does now is he does laps around his kitchen.
And instead of snacking on chips, he'd have celery and carrot sticks.
Yep, so avoid all the junk foods. I know they're yummy, but is yummy worth subtracting 40 years off your longevity?
I had honeydew yesterday. Yum, yum, yum.
Hey. Yeah, we had honeydew last night. Mark had some honeydew slices with our pork chops and baked potatoes, so that was good.
I had probably 5 pieces of honeydew yesterday.
Wow, I think I had one big slice. Oop, slow down, slow down, slow down. Look, look right in front of you. A little,
oh, look at all those birds.
Flock of about 30 little sandpipers. Oh, and they're going nuts in that stuff on shore. So once again, sandpipers are these little birds. It's kind of funny because they, when they walk slow, they hop on one leg. Oh, there they go. Oh, we didn't scare them. Something spooked them.
They hop on one foot.
Yeah, they hop on one foot really fast. And then when they really want to run, then the other leg comes down and poof, away they go.
See, this is all them doing that.
Yeah. So, Mediterranean diet, lots of fish, salads, vegetables, exercise, and avoid junk food and salt. So, 100 years old, seems to be working for him. So once again, still continuing down the beach, so our walkway to the water, we went right now. So
the sun's coming out.
Oh, yes.
And it's warming up.
Coming out.
We did not see the dolphins this time.
No, no dolphins, porpoises.
Porpoise.
No sharks. So the fish did finally start biting, got some nice black drums. So, of course, last night, we're not able to go fishing with the storm, so tonight will be one of the last nights we'll be able to do it. So come down here with some tape, they call it, for fishing. So it's flavored tape that's really tough. You can barely cut it with your fingers, so you got to cut it with a knife. Then I'm going to bring down a couple cameras and my laser grid and see if we get any activity. There's the ghosts.
Now I'm going to see if there's any fry in the water, and I'll see if I can't help get it out to the ocean before the line dries up, like I did yesterday.
Yeah, so Kim saved a school of fry in the water that were going to get landlocked pretty soon. She just kind of
They're already landlocked here.
A little another inlet that comes in from town. I'm not sure if this
one here's a whole bunch of them right here
stops or if it comes through.
Now they're coming your way
all the time. Now there's one in the water there.
Let me see if there's a bunch in this clear stuff.
Yeah, it's going to go on the right side of this pool. Oh, here's a ton of them. So you talked about the sea turtles. And conservation efforts and this, that, and the other thing. Unfortunately, talked to the fishermen and with the hundreds of thousands of sea turtles that they pop in the water here end up eating all the plants in the water. Of course, then the other fish don't have anything to eat. So you get one and you give up another. So we're just carefully walking the
Now, why would they leave a highline pole here?
Oh, so that's all the creosote can soak into the water.
That's kind of stupid.
Yep. So, big telephone pole here. Of course, these things are always soaked in creosote so they don't rot.
There's a bunch of little fish right here. See them?
Yeah, lots of little fry. Got their little protective branch in the water. All right, so I'm going to stop my camera here for a little bit. Waiting for the next round of fire jets to come through. Or fighter jets, not fire jets.
Did you see any?
It's actually shallow enough where I just walk right across.
Your sun's coming out.
That's coming up more. So did look up the range of these wireless microphones. They said about 400 feet. So that's pretty good. So we're gonna try to get a lightning to USB-C adapter. I'm gonna try the wireless system on a couple of my other cameras that have USB-C and not lightning, because this just kind of plugs into the bottom of your iPhone. And iPhones are so smart, just automatically recognize the input. There's no Bluetooth connection or anything.
See, now watch the fish swim over to that side.
Gull just came in for a landing right in front of me here. And two of the little sandpipers right next to him.
Got a fishing lure.
Oh my God, we made it to Florida and Kim found a fishing lure. It is an art form. Wow. That's
doesn't
cool.
Matter where I am, I find fish lures and
bobbers
and lots of hooks.
Wow, that's hilarious.
It doesn't even matter if we're at the boneyard, at the junkyard. I always find. Look at all those. Look at all them.
And there's hundreds of little fry in the water.
That's a starfish leg.
Okay, probably don't grab the starfish leg.
That didn't feel very good. That was more spooky than anything. Yep, so these little fry are gonna die.
No, they'll make it through because the water curves this way, so they'll just keep moving. Keep moving through here and they'll end up over there and in the ocean where all the birds are.
And the big, big fish.
So it's a different version of the law of large numbers. You want to survive? Drop 10,000 eggs if you're a turtle. And same thing if you're a little fish. All the fry. Oh, there's a little gull having a bad hair day. So apparently the birds only eat the tentacles off of the jellyfish once they end up on the beach. So not sure how they can eat the stuff with the stinger, but oh, there they go. Oh, and the sun's gone again. So got the gulls, the sandpipers, the jellyfish. Probably not the sea cucumbers, sea salad or something else. Have to look up the name again. Tadpoles, branches, but really not a lot of shells. So either somebody came out here at 3 o'clock in the morning and picked them all up, or just nothing came through. So interesting. So far I think I'm pretty happy with the equipment that we brought. Got the two matching DJI Osmo Action 1s. So very nice camera. They're up to the 4s, but I don't know. I think you could spend a lifetime and definitely all your savings upgrading your equipment every 2 years. But a couple pieces of equipment we are looking at is possibly the DJI Pocket. So the Pocket 2 is pretty nice. I do like the face tracking. So you just kind of hold the camera in front of you and it'll just follow your face with the gimbal that's built into the handle. And you could put it on the tripod and it'll recognize you, so you wouldn't need a camera operator to follow you around. And the wireless audio on it is pretty good. I saw the demonstration person was a couple hundred feet away walking his yard and wind and stuff, and actually impressive. And other than that, I think we might sell one of our Blackmagic ATEM mini switchers and looking at the Aussie Ghost Stream. So same price, but looks like a bunch of different features. Here goes another fighter. So usually pairs, so that's number one. And I don't hear number two unless they were that close together. All right, so I think we're gonna continue our walk back on the beach. Oh, here's number two.
And to find them, look ahead of the sound.
No, they're up the clouds. You can't see them. The only spot would be that one blue spot there to see if anything pops through. All right, so definitely would not be standing in the desert with a rifle with one of those things coming at me. No, thank you. All right, so once again, I think we're gonna head back to the house, see what else is going on, and probably do a couple more podcasts before we head out. So remember,
it's always an adventure.
Your window, I see you looking out your window. What do you see?